Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And you're listening to Mind Food Radio. Well, the Australian National Preventative Health Agency is a very important agency, and I've only just learned about this in the last 48 hours. It works in partnership with the Commonwealth and the state and territory governments, and the agency is driving the national capacity for change and innovation around preventative health policies and programs. So we thought today we would get Louise Sylvan on the line. She is the CEO to talk about one of their campaigns, the National Tobacco Campaign. How are you?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Very interesting agency you're running there.
Yes, this is a new initiative by the Commonwealth governments in agreement with the states and territories, as you said.
Mm.
And really, what they've looked at is things like our obesity and overweight levels, our use of alcohol, harmful use of alcohol, and, of course, tobacco, which we'll be talking about today. And the agency's task is to really give some leverage to that and to get some terrific success stories also in obesity and in alcohol. And, of course, we've got a wonderful world record in reduction in tobacco use.
When you look around Australia now, it's a very different landscape when you look at people's bodies. And as a kid growing up, I never would have thought the word overweight would be something that I'd see in my early and late 30s, but it is happening everywhere. What is that all to do with?
Well, it sounds a bit simplistic to say it, but we've got increasingly sedentary lifestyles. We sit at desks and, you know, we're not out doing physical work that much. And our diets have changed, Ben. We're now taking in, simply because of the way food is produced and so much fast food is available, we're taking in an awful lot of kilojoules that we're not using up in exercise. And you know what the result of that is, which is people are putting on quite a bit of weight.
No.
And yet we're having trouble making the connection there that it relates a great deal to, you know, how we eat, how we exercise, and, of course, in particular, whether we smoke, which has devastating effects on our health.
As a young boy, I watched my grandpa pass away of emphysema, and it left a legacy in my head that how people have to go through that terrible thing of trying to breathe, and it's something that they could have stopped when they started something. And we're here to talk about the word tobacco, and we use it quite loosely, but there's a lot of laws going into effect that are changing the way packaging's happening. What sort of effects is these campaigns or other campaigns for national tobacco having on our world of health?
Well, our national tobacco campaigns, and we're about to go into another phase of this shortly, our tobacco campaigns have delivered Australians some of the lowest smoking rates in the world. We lead the world in outcomes, and we lead the world in action.
Mm.
But once people have started to smoke, as you know, Ben, it's very difficult to give up. This is an addictive substance.
Mm.
So part of the national tobacco campaign that we've launched is a new application for people, and it's called My Quit Buddy.
Mm.
It's an iPhone and now an Android version in the market. And it's really designed to give people a buddy that stands beside them the whole time that they're trying to quit, because people try on, you know, almost 10 times often before they actually finally succeed. So they need a buddy to do that. And it's designed to really, you know, enable them to hit the panic button when that craving is coming through. And I love particularly that it lets you see every single day how much you are saving from not smoking. A lot of people have told us that they've set themselves a goal, like taking the kids to Disneyland, and it shows them every single day how close they are to saving that money to their goals. So these are real encouragements to people to give it up.
Yeah, really, really cool. And of course, National Tobacco Campaign. For more details, you can go to the website there, Quit Now, and get all those details. Well, look, I look at it this way. I'm not a finance expert, but the more people we can stop smoking, the more money that we can save in our health system from treating people that have been smoking is more money that can be spent on other diseases and finding cures for them, don't you think?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And it can be spent in the health system, but it can be spent elsewhere too.
Exactly.
I mean, you can spend that on kids' education and so on. I mean, these are good ways to use money.
Or we could all go to Disneyland.
Well, that's right. We could do that too, Ben.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. It was lovely to talk to you, Louise, and very, very insightful.
Thanks very much, Ben. A pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.